James Aish is a professional footballer for the Magpies. It was great to see him back out there on Saturday night in the black and white stripes against Brisbane. 31-point victors, the Magpies were. He joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, James.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Great to have you, mate. You've had to work hard to get back out there again. 23 possessions, a good win by the team. You must have been very happy.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, it sort of hit me the day before the game that it was 14 weeks since my last AFL game.
Yeah.
Sort of went quite fast looking back, but yeah, really good. It was actually my first game against Brisbane, which is quite surprising after 3 years. It was, you know, a bit of a strange feeling, but yeah, really good to get the win and every result.
How did you cope with that time off? 14 weeks is a long time for anyone, but how did you cope with all that?
Yeah, well, I sort of I just attacked my rehab as a challenge, really. Sort of any timeline that was given to me, I just wanted to try and beat it. Obviously, the boys were playing really well the whole year, so there's always that, I guess, carrot dangling there that if I can get back, you know, hopefully get back into a good team that's going well. And to be honest, the rehab, it sort of went quite smoothly and I sort of ticked all the boxes really quickly. So I was able to do that, and we also had a few other boys in rehab, unfortunately, but it made it easier to get through for all of us.
Brisbane got the jump on you guys, but they just couldn't put it on the scoreboard. What was mentioned at court time by the coaches?
Yeah, it was just a matter of just composing ourselves a little bit. I think we got sort of caught trying to match their, I guess, speed of play. So we just wanted to compose ourselves and get back to our game plan. And what we went into the game with, I think we went in with a really good plan. And we're probably just a fraction off, maybe 5 or 10% off from doing that in the first quarter. So I think largely we were able to get back to that for the rest of the game. And obviously we got a few goals on the board. We missed a few as well. But, yeah, they came out pretty strong and they're pretty dangerous when they're up and going. So we really had to claw them back.
Is that something you can get real confidence out of, that you weren't playing particularly well early? And as you said, Brisbane certainly were dangerous in that first half, but there was that composure and that maturity to just gradually get it back on your terms, despite all the injuries you've got, particularly in defence. You've got a group of 30 that can all do it for you.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of it, especially this year. And Archie said after the game that sort of coming back into the team, the personnel was quite different, but it felt basically the same as the start of the year.
Yep.
So I think that's a pretty special thing, given the turnaround of some of the players. So I think that's the beauty of us. You know, it's cliche, but we've got blokes who just want to play the role for the team, and that's probably the most powerful thing for a team as well.
What did you observe when you spent that time out, as you said, over 3 months watching, just from the team as it started to build its confidence? Were there things that you picked up that you're able to sort of help your teammates that were playing to keep that role going? What was your role in it all?
From watching, I think just really seeing when we play our best footy, what it was. For me, what probably stood out was our Queen's Birthday game against Melbourne. I think the first quarter, just seeing the pressure we could apply, and there was just numbers at the ball carrier, tackling hard, being aggressive. Seeing that and seeing how the boys sort of reacted on the field as well, you can put yourself on, and that's when we're playing our best footy. So that sort of just showed how good we can be when we're doing those and defensive things. That's what I picked up on mostly.
So we're told across the weekend too that Elliott and Reed will be out for the entire year. Is it a bit of a blow to the morale of the group, or is it just a matter of that's sometimes the way it is and you've just got to keep moving forward?
Yeah, I think that's how you have to look at it. Obviously, as always, the next week you just have to play. But obviously, it is very disappointing. You know, both great players, and both would have been great to get for the back end of the year. But, like you said, you've just got to keep looking forward. And like we mentioned earlier, we've got a group who just keep wanting to get the job done and keep doing their best. So it's unfortunate, but we'll keep pushing.
Well, I got a big game this week. Port Adelaide at the MCG on Saturday at 1:45 is going to be an absolute cracker. James, looking forward to seeing you back out there again for another Magpie victory. Go well.
Thanks for that, guys.
Good stuff. James Aish with us from the Pies after their win over Brisbane on the weekend, 31 points. Although, Jim, at quarter time, it looked a little bit dicey because Brisbane owned that game in that first 30 minutes, didn't they?
No, 20 inside 50s.
22.
22 to 6. 22 to 6. But, no, great composure from Collingwood. That's the sides, the final sides. They've been able to have that composure and not get scored against when the opposition has momentum, because all sides get a little bit of a run at some stage within the game. But they threw a couple of young boys out. Braden Sear. Got it.
Braden Sire. Sire. Is how they pronounce it. Yep.
Sire. My apologies, Mr. Sire.
Mr. Sire.
He looked okay around a few centre bounces. And
he's an animal.
And also released Jaden Stevenson up around the ground a little bit more. So we know how dangerous he is as sort of the pseudo full forward, but he showed some tricks in the midfield as well.